This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Lift it, load it, grade it, grind it, move it, haul it, rig it, dig it, crane works, loader works, rental works, yeah! The big dog's got it!
John Parker Wilson on the Roundtable is brought to you by Crane Works. Lift it, buy it, rent it. The big dog's got it. And now, John Parker Wilson.
Stay tuned. He's giving away Crane Works tickets again this week for the Bama Mississippi State game.
Seriously?
I'm serious, and this may not be the last pair of the season he gives away. He'll do that at the end of the interview. Hello, JP. What's up, brother?
What's up, guys? Yeah, I'm liking this new deal that Crane Works is doing, giving away two tickets a week. It's becoming pretty popular. So, yeah, we'll tell you how to win those at the end of the segment.
All right, so we'll get to that. Let's rewind to Alabama and LSU. I don't know what your expectation was going in this game. I don't imagine it was 29-0. But what did you come away most impressed with? Alabama's ability to completely take away LSU's offense, or their ability to line up and impose their will and run the football whenever they wanted?
Yeah, I think it was really both. I don't think anybody could expect it, the dominance that Alabama was able to come out against the number three team in the country. I mean, pretty special to be able to do that in Death Valley. I mean, that place was rowdy to start the game off. The first half, those fans were into it. It was a night game kickoff, and it didn't disappoint. But Alabama was able to handle that. But I think the most impressive thing to me was Alabama won a different way. They ran the ball, and they did it with defense. And, you know, earlier this year, for the first eight games, it's been all offense. And scoring 60 points a game is great, but, you know, that's not very sustainable for the whole year. So Alabama was able to win a different way. And I think really weather the storm early. Didn't start the game very well and kind of, I guess, call it faced a little bit of adversity at the beginning of the game, but was able to weather that storm and get through it. And that says a lot about the team. The maturity of the team is when you can face those challenges, go to the sideline, take a deep breath, come back and play a really good game. Very impressed with Alabama, especially on the offense, to be able to do that because they really haven't faced much adversity. And I even think Coach Saban said it. They started sloppy, had some penalties. That first drive was very uncharacteristic, but they recovered from it and played a good game.
You know, no surprise, JP, that Alabama's got a dominant defensive lineman. You know, going into the season, Davis Boggs, you know, some of those guys were the names we were talking about. But did you see Quinnen Williams playing at this level?
No, I didn't. But I tell you what, from everything, from going to practice to talking to the coaches to talking to Coach Cochran and his staff also in the weight room, it makes sense. They said he comes to work every day. You know, he's the first in the building kind of guy, doing extra in the weight room, and kind of came in as an undersized guy. But, man, he has performed and become one of the best defensive linemen in the country. He really has, and just his ability to take over games. And it really starts to affect the offense when you got a guy like that because it affects everything you do. And LSU tried to control him. They would do it with double teams. They'd keep the center on him. They would try to keep the running back in to help out. But when you have interior linemen like that can be disruptive, it really messes with your whole offense. Starts messing with the play calling ability. You know, there's just a lot of things that he takes away. But I think as the season's going on, man, he's gotten better and better. But I don't think anybody could have predicted it. But from his work ethic, and the coaches have been raving about him all year, just continuing to do the right things and to be a big leader for that defense, who at the beginning of the year really didn't have any leadership. So he's emerged as one of the, you know, leaders of the team, and proud for him to be able to do that.
Part of boarding group B, John Parker Wilson is with us today on his travels back to Sweet Home Alabama for the game this weekend against number 16 Mississippi State. And John Parker, I want to ask you, do you think Mississippi State is more one-dimensional than LSU's offense or not?
I think they are, and I think they are. They're going to run the ball. The quarterback, Fitzgerald, has more rushing yards than the other two running backs combined. So that's their bread and butter. That's what you're going to have to do to beat Alabama. And I think that was going to be the recipe for LSU. And it's the same for Mississippi State. You've got to be able to run the ball. You've got to be able to sustain drives. And you've got to be able to keep Alabama's offense off the field if you're going to have a chance to beat them. And I think they've got that recipe also. I don't think you can do it by trying to outscore them. You got to keep Alabama's offense on the sidelines. And Nick Fitzgerald gives them a chance to do that.
Former Alabama quarterback John Parker Wilson is with us on the Bud Light Hotline. He's presented each week by Crane Works. Rental Works Division of Crane Works is selling new and used equipment. Just look for the big dog. He'll be giving away tickets in just a few moments. It is Alabama-Mississippi State this weekend. Tua Tagovailoa just doesn't even think about getting hit, does he? I mean, he doesn't have to. He never gets hardly gets touched. And I guess, as a quarterback, it's difficult to put into words, I would imagine, how important that is, playing quarterback at that level, knowing that your offensive line is that good at keeping you clean.
Man, I'm telling you, it gives you so much confidence. And you know, throughout the game, knowing that you've got to sit in the pocket and you can have time to go through your reads, you can get the ball downfield. I mean, it's got to be nice. I mean, only 6 sacks this entire year. And I give Tua some credit, too. He does a really good job of feeling the pocket, of moving around, of having those, you know, one step where the defensive line just gets an arm on him and doesn't get a tackle. So he's helped out his situation also. But those guys up front, they're doing it all. And even with Coach Saban and Mike Locksley tinkering with the offensive line, you know, putting Deontay Brown up there, I think really made a big impact when Lester Cotton got hurt. And it's, you know, it gives you so much ability to get through the game. Because if you look at what Alabama's defense is doing to other quarterbacks, when you take hit after hit after hit, it wears on you. It's like a heavyweight boxing match of just body blows the whole game. And Alabama's been able to keep Tua pretty clean. And it's especially important with, you know, him kind of having a knee injury.
Well, and that was a scary moment when he went down in Baton Rouge. Mac Jones comes in, and I was going to ask you, how far away are we seeing Jalen Hurts back on the field?
You know, I think with that ankle sprain that he had, that's kind of a week-to-week thing. I mean, some people will tell you that they've missed 8 weeks from an ankle sprain. I think his isn't that severe. They were able to go and fix it a little bit. So I think he's a week-by-week basis. But, yeah, it was good that Tua was only out for one play, but I tell you what, it tells you a lot of confidence that Alabama coaching staff has in Mac Jones, because they had a pass dialed up. It was 3rd and long, and they were going to give him a chance to go in there and rip it. So that does tell you, whether it's Jalen or Mac, I think they've got trust and faith in both of those guys. And I've said it since the spring game last year, Mac Jones can play some ball. If he gets a chance, and he will, he can come in and throw it. You know, hopefully it continues to be in reserved and backup duties. But if he ever needs to come in and win a game, I feel very confident with him in there. Throwing passes.
Would you guess, if everything goes perfectly against Mississippi State, that their hope would be for Tua Tagovailoa to hand it off to Mac Jones and not even have to see Jalen Hurts? I mean, one more week of rest would just continue to benefit him.
Definitely. That's the best case scenario, that Tua can come in, get the game done. You know, he's got a knee injury too. Get him some rest. And then let Mac Jones come in, because the more time you can give Jalen, the better that's going to heal. And just don't stress it. But, you know, next week against the Citadel, hopefully Mac can go in also. But the more time that he can rest, the better, because Jalen's going to get back there. And when he's at his best, he's able to run and throw the ball and be dynamic like we've seen from his first 2 years. And if he can get a few more weeks, it'll make him a better player.
All right, he is John Parker Wilson, the former Alabama quarterback, now analyst on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. He's with us each week on the Bud Light Hotline. And last week he gave away Alabama LSU tickets. They are Crane Works tickets he's given away. And this week he snagged another pair of Alabama tickets. He's going to give those away. How are we doing it?
Guys, this is as easy as it gets. All you got to do is go to Crane Works social media. It's at CraneWorks1987. Give them a follow. Make sure you follow them. And then you got to answer this question. Name 2 types of operated cranes currently available from Crane Works. Pretty simple. Follow them and then reply to that question. They've got it on their Twitter also. Name 2 types of operated cranes currently available from Crane Works. All you got to do is go to craneworks.com, look around there. They've got all kind of cranes. So just list 2 types of cranes. Go to craneworks1987. Give them your answer, and then they'll select somebody to win 2 tickets to this is going to be a pretty big game this week against Mississippi State. Top defense in the country, so awesome what they're doing. Hope they keep it going, and hope somebody wins those tickets this week.
I hope so. At CraneWorks 1987, you go to craneworks.com and find the answer to that question. 2 types of operated cranes from CraneWorks, and just tweet them the answer at CraneWorks 1987. Safe flights, John Parker. We'll see you soon, man.
See you guys. Roll Tide.
All right. Thank you very much. John Parker Wilson with us.
Follow Jim Dunaway on Twitter and Instagram at Jim Dunaway.